Zohar Chok Yisrael, Day 5, Parshas Kedoshim, excerpt from 85a. Lifnei Iver lo sitein michshol k'mashmo. And before someone who's blind, don't put a stumbling block. Come here and stood, and it's a simple implication. More is explained, b'man d'goram l'achra v'mechtei, someone who causes someone else to sin. So just like physically, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person because he doesn't see it. So don't tell someone something figuratively that's bad for their spirituality. V'chein man d'mochi l'brei rab, and also similarly, one who hits his big son shouldn't cause him chas shalom to hit back. Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, before blind, don't put a stumbling block. V'man lo mato l'horo, v'ori kamar, one who didn't reach to be able to give a, render a halachic decision, and he does anyway. So he shouldn't mislead people in what is the will of Hashem. Come on, it's Nina, as it's taught, Tzev is written, ki rabim chalalim ha'pila v'atsumim kol erugeha, because many corpses fall, and awesome is all that she killed. Now this is that the Gemara explains this referring to people that render decisions that are not yet fit because they didn't learn enough. By Abra Mishum Leifner Osik Mishol. This transgresses because of before someone's blind, don't put a stumbling block. Because he causes his friend to stumble in the world to come by misleading him in the ways of Hashem. He causes a defect in his connection to eternity. The Tanya is taught, man da ozel b'orach meisher b'iraisa, one who goes in the straight path of the Torah, man nishtadl b'iraisa k'dekoyos, one who strives in Torah as is fitting, islay chulka tova b'todi l'amadasi. He always has a good portion in the world to come. The high mila d'iraisa d'apik mipume, because that word of the Torah comes out of his mouth, ozel b'shotu b'alma, goes and flies in the world, b'sokal einan rises above. Hama yilon kadishin mischabin b'hai mila. Many high holy angels are attached to that word, b'salka b'orach meisher, and it rises in a straight way. B'sata b'tri kadishin is crowned with holy crown. Astachi b'nara d'almadasi. And it's washed in the river of the world to come, which means the light of Bina. It goes and flows from Eden, from Keser. It's Kabul Vey. It's accepted in it. Rishtav Begavi. He's able to be drawn from it. It's Anik Sachorni Dahao Nara Ilona Iloh. And he delights around that high, the light of that high tree, which means the tree of life. The person learns Torah, they're connected with the tree of life. And they're able to draw from the light of the world to come. They're able to live in an expanded, liberated, that type of nirvana state while in this world. Then Nogad Nofik Nahori Law. Then goes and flows, high light. Avina Visata Bebahaba Nosh Kol Yomo. It's crowned that person that whole day. Come on, it said. Umand Loy Biraisa, and one who speaks in the Torah of Loish Tadal Be Borch Shot Borch Mesha, and he doesn't strive in it, in his true way of truth, and a straight path from the surrounding light and the internal light. How Mila Soko Visata Yorki? That word arises. It turns away paths, which means it causes a cause damage to the cosmic connection, the spiritual connection above, and it causes a messing up the system of revelation of Hashem's light in the wrong way. And that's why people chas v'shalom are turned off from the Torah, because the wires aren't connected properly. If people learn Hashem Shemayim properly for the honor of Hashem, they make proper connections and able to give proper guidance. So even the people that they don't have physical contact with, but they cause that everything's plugged in properly above, and automatically, other people that they never spoke to, able to see Hashem, and they connect properly, and it turns them on. Leisman yischaberbo, and there was no one attached to it. Kula dachin lo labar, they all put him outside. Vozel v'shot ba'alma, goes and flies, and lo shtach aser, doesn't find a place. Man gorm lahai, what caused this? How is the satik leimi orch misha? Want to turn away from that straight path. How does Siva? It's written, if nei ve'er lo sitein michshol, don't put a stumbling block for someone who's blind. You know, kach see, because of this, it's written, reisa me'elokecha ni Hashem, you should fear from Hashem, from your Lord, I'm Hashem. Be careful not to mislead someone, especially in a spiritual way. Oman, d'tiyuvtei l'miloi b'reisa, and one whose desire is to speak in the Torah, lo yishkach man yolof, he doesn't find someone to teach him. V'u b'ruchi musa d'reisa loy bo megam bo megmur lo yoda, and in his love of the Torah, he speaks in it, and like marble mouse in it, and speaking, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Nonetheless, because he loves Hashem, and he's yearning for Hashem, call Mila, Mila, Salk, every word, every single word arises, goes into Shemayim. Kutcha Birchu Chodi Beha Mila, Hashem rejoices at that word. Kabbalah accepts it. V'notelo Sachroni Dahao Nachla. He plants it around that river. It also goes up to the level of Bina. V'savido Milan, Milan, Ilon, and Rav. It's made from these words great trees. Also connections with the tree of life. Rikru and Arve Nachal, they're called the willows of the brook. And this is explained in the Kutimran as we're hinting to Hoshana Rabbah, seventh day of Sukkot, when we have the ceremony going around with the Arve Nachal, the weeping willows, And Hoshana Rabbah is a day when we read a lot, we speak a lot, and we don't necessarily understand everything. They have Malchus, which is just simple faith. And then after that, we come to Simchas Torah, to rejoicing with the Torah, the inner light of understanding. It's going through this level of first not understanding and just yearning for Hashem and trying our best to say the words of the Torah. And to see if that's just written, you'll always be like insane in love and love of the Torah. A person just says it as much as he can, even though he doesn't understand. He's trying his best, rest initially. Hey, but David Malka Omar David. The king said, Hareni Hashem Derakecha, teach me Hashem your ways, Alech Mimtecha, I'll go in your truth. Verse in Tehillim 86, Ksiv is written, Necheni Berach Meshur Laman Shuroi, and guard me a straight way from my enemies. Verse in Tehillim 27, we beg Hashem to merit to the true path of the Torah, and to the true drawing paths of His infinite light, and this to light up and guard the whole world properly.